You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're back, and I want to talk about Jesus. He is so important. Jesus was the Word that created everything that is out there. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. And then in verse 10, He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. Folks, I'm proposing to you today, the world doesn't know Him today either. It's sad. It's true, though. Jesus is God's only Son, and He died for our sins. Now, there's a lot of Christians that know that because of John chapter 3, but let's look at this, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. You know, so often I've met some preachers out there, and basically they want to scare the hell out of the world. They want to scare them into accepting Jesus. They use Him to condemn them so that they feel guilty and they repent of their sins. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. Because of His love, that's why we're saved. Because of His love that He has for us, that's the attracting factor. Yes, we're all guilty of sin. We all need to repent of sin. But don't beat people over the head and turn Jesus into this condemning God. He's a loving God that draws us close to Him. In fact, salvation is only accessible through Jesus. Acts 4:12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men which we might be saved. So the Jews don't have one path to salvation. The Christians don't have another. The Buddhists don't have another. Unfortunately, Billy Graham was wrong when he said we're all on the same road. There's just many different ways to get there. No, that's not true. There's one way only, and it's Jesus. Who was Jesus? He's the God of the Old Testament who dealt with Israel. Exodus 13:18, and He said, please show me Your glory, talking about Moses to God. Then He said, I will make all My goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And He said, you cannot see My face, for no man shall see Me and live. And the Lord said, here is a place by Me. You shall stand on the rock, and it shall be while My glory passes by that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with My hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see My back, for My face shall not be seen. So this begs the question, who was it that was face to face with Moses? Who was it that wrestled all night with Israel? Who was that rock in the wilderness? Jesus. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.